Live from Clearing the Static headquarters, I am the Radio Kid, and this is the Radio Kid's Rant. Thank you so much for joining me today. Of course, we were off for a couple of weeks, and during that time, there was a very tragic shooting in Orlando, Florida. And over the next 2 weeks, I want to focus on two very different responses to the Orlando shooting and comment upon them. Both of these responses are drastically different in tone. And the first one is a response from Roger Jimenez, who is a pastor of Verity Baptist Church. These are some of the things he said on June 12th, 2016, the day of the attack. Now, some of what you're about to hear may be offensive. We're going to play it, and then we are going to talk about it here on the Radio Kids Rant.
This morning, I woke up, and often after I spend time in the Word of God and, you know, spend time in prayer, I will go on the computer on a Sunday morning and kind of review my sermon notes for the sermon. And I was checking my email, and I see on the news, I saw that there was a shooting of 50 dead. I thought, that's insanity, 50 dead. Good night. And but I, you know, I didn't have time to look at it. I just reviewed my sermon notes. And as I'm driving to church, I my wife and I actually drove separate vehicles, which is not something we normally do. And I turned on the radio just to catch a little bit of the news on the way to church. And I hear that there was about this shooting this morning, Sunday, June 12th. There was a shooting where we're told that an Islamic terrorist, I guess is what you would call him or what they're calling him, went into a gay bar, which I don't even like to use those terms, but that's the term they use, and shot up and killed 50 sodomites. And I thought to myself, I had a sermon written for tonight, but I thought, you know what, I want to take some time tonight and kind of just teach you the biblical response that we should have as Christians when events like these happen in America, throughout the world, because these things are going to be used, these events, these news are going to be used to push an agenda. And we need to be ready as Christians to be, the Bible says that we should be ready to give an answer. And we should be ready to be able to speak up and to say, well, here's what I think and here's what my thoughts are. And we need to be able to get back to the Word of God and let the Bible kind of teach us how it is that we should think about things. And here's what you need to understand. The Bible says that we need to renew our minds, that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the problem as Christians living in America today is that we often spend so much time in the world and so much time influenced by the media of the world that we don't even know how it is that we're supposed to respond in a biblical way. As a Christian, we shouldn't be mourning the death of 50 sodomites. Let me just go ahead and start right there. As a Christian, we shouldn't be sad or upset or, to, you know, the Muslims are tripping all over themselves right now, trying to, you know, talk about the fact that this is not part of our religion and this is not what we believe. And they're calling for Islam to, you know, for all Muslims in America to be donating blood to these people that were shot in this event. And I know that it's not going to be too, I mean, it's probably already happening. It won't be too far down the road before Christian so-called leaders are tripping all over themselves to say that we need to unite and that this is a tragedy and this is that. But let me explain something to you. The biblical response, and some of you may think like, you know, I've never heard this before. And I'll just encourage you, just look at what the Word of God says and look at what the Bible says before you make any ideas or make any accusations. And here's the point that I want you to understand. As Christians, we shouldn't be sitting there and say like, whoa, that's a tragedy, or whoa, that's a bad thing, or we're upset, or we're mourning, or we're, you know, something needs to be done about this. As Christians, we shouldn't be mourning the death of these 50 sodomites. You say, well, why is that? Here's why that is. Because the Bible teaches that these sodomites are all, every single one of them, a predator. Now, you may say like, well, that's not what society teaches, and I understand that. But when it comes to the Word of God, we need to understand this. Everything that's in the Bible is all we need to know about anything. By the way, don't fall into this idea. Our society wants to classify everybody. You know, it's LGBT whatever. And it's, you know, oh, that guy's gay. And that, you know, well, he's bi. Well, this passage proves they all go both ways. They're all a bunch of perverts. It's that the classification is this. They're unnatural. And I'll show you that in Scripture. But go to Genesis chapter 19. Because you can say, well, that's just one story. That's quite a story. But you say, well, that's just one story. Well, what's interesting about that? There's two stories in the Bible that are basically the same thing. See, the Bible, when the Bible paints this picture of these Sodomites being predators. And by the way, let me say this. Every Sodomite's a pedophile.
Amen.
Every single one, you know, it's an unnatural sin. It's unnatural to want to be with someone of the same sex. And it's unnatural to want to take advantage of a child. And today, you know, go to Romans. Romans chapter 1. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Today, you know, people say, like, well, aren't you sad that 50 Sodomites died? Here's the problem with that. It's like the equivalent of asking me, you know, what if you asked me, hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. Now that 50, you know, the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I mean, the tragedy is I'm kind of upset that he didn't finish the job, because these people are predators. They are abusers. They take advantage of people. And look, as Christians, we need to take the stand that it is not our job to sit there and say, oh, this is a tragedy, or oh, this is something we mourn. Or look, the Bible paints a picture that these are wicked people.
That's right.
These are evil people. Are you there in Romans chapter 1? Look at verse 24. People say, well, have you given up on the Sodomites? Don't you want to reach them and bring them into church and try to convert them? Look, here's the problem with that. Why would I try to reach someone that God gave up on?
Amen.
Romans chapter 1, look at verse 24. Notice what the Bible says. Wherefore, God also gave them up. Now look, you got to deal with what the Bible says. The Bible says that God, because people say today, like, well, I don't know that I agree with that whole reprobate doctrine. That's fine. You don't have to agree with the reprobate doctrine, but you've got to figure out what is God talking about in Romans chapter 1 when he says God also gave them up. Now notice, he says again, he gave them up. For even their women did change the, here's the key words, you got to underline this in your Bible, the natural use. They're not natural. It's natural to want to steal if you're hungry. It's natural to want to lie if you're in trouble. Look, it's not right. It's a wicked sin. But it's natural for a man to be attracted to a woman, even if that's not his wife, and he commits adultery. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I think that's a terrible sin. I hope you wouldn't do that. And God even puts a death penalty on that. That's a wicked sin. But that's not unnatural. It is unnatural for a man to be attracted to another man, or a woman to be attracted to another woman, or for an adult to be attracted to a child or an animal. He said he gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women to change the, verse 26, natural use into that which is, underline this in your Bible, against nature. You say, what is the category? LGBT? No, here's the categories. Normal, not normal. Natural, unnatural. Those are the categories. It's not that God has given us a list and saying, the Sodomites, these reprobates, they do these things. That's not what he's saying. Notice verse 29. Being filled with, here's the key word, you got to underline this in your Bible or circle in your Bible, all. Is that word all? See, he's not saying, oh, you know, some of them are fornicators, some of them are debaters, some of them are deceitful, some of them are covenant breakers. Because here's the thing, some of us are covenant breakers, some of us are deceitful, some of us are proud. Here's what he's saying. Every single one of them has all of these. I mean, if you met one person that had all of these characteristics, would you just say, like, I want you to spend time with my children? I mean, if you met one person that had all unrighteousness, that all of them fornicate, all of them are wicked, all of them are covetous, all of them are malicious, meaning they desire to harm, to inflict injury, all of them are full of envy, all of them murder. That's what God says. All of them debate, all of them deceive. They're all full of malignity, meaning they speak harmful or evil things. They're all whisperers. They're all backbiters. By the way, they're all haters of God.
Right.
They're all despiteful. They're all proud. They're all boasters. They're all investors of evil things. They're all disobedient to parents. It's not that, oh, you know, if you're disobedient to parents, does that make you a reprobate? People don't say, if you disobey your parents, like, no. It's the fact that they, one Sodomite does all of these. This is a characteristic of all they do without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. And look, that's important. And look, if you say, well, I just don't agree with you, you know, I think sodomites are fine. Look, whatever. Please don't get around my children, but, you know, whatever. You can believe whatever you want. But at the end of the day, if you're going to call yourself a Bible-believing Christian, you've got to decide, what do you do with all these verses we're reading? Do you believe the Word of God or not?
Amen.
And see, Christians today have decided that they're just going to ignore entire sections of Scripture and just say, well, that's not applicable today. And look, the Word of God, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Amen.
It's all profitable. It's all applicable. Jude 1, look at verse 7. Now, here's a question I have for you. Show me the passage where God says, oh, no, sodomites are fine. We need to bring them into church and just let's love on them. Let's just get them saved. Show it to me. If you show it to me, I mean, look, I don't have a dog in this fight, okay? I just go with what the Bible says. You show me the passage, I'll stand up here next Sunday and say, hey, I was wrong. Here's the passage. I don't know how I missed it, but here it is. God says, love the sodomite. Show it to me. I can promise. And let me say this. Not only, number one, as Christians, should we not be mourning the death of these 50 vile, perverted predators that died today. But number two, let me say this. As Christians, we shouldn't be advocating the killing of sodomites. I'm not standing up here tonight and saying, let's go get some guns and let's go get them. Okay, that's not what I'm saying at all. And people sometimes will hear, you know, someone like me preach or someone like other pastors like me and say, you guys are advocating violence. We're not advocating violence. We're not saying we should go do this, but we're just saying this. If we lived in a righteous nation with a righteous government, then the government should be taking them. There's no tragedy. I wish the government would round them all up, put them up against a firing wall, put a firing squad in front of them, and blow their brains out. If we lived in a righteous government that loved God and loved children and wanted to protect them, that's what we do. I'm not saying we should do it. I'm not saying we should go, you know, blow up Planned Parenthood. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is this. If God had his way, that's what he'd do. And by the way, in the millennium, that's what will be done. God's laws will be reestablished. And you know, and here's the funny thing is, you know, today America's like, I can't believe you say this. In America, they put sodomites to death. Did you know that? The death penalty was on homosexuality in the early days of the United States, back in the 1600s and 1700s. Did you know that prior to 1962, sodomy was a felony in every state, punished by a lengthy term of imprisonment and or hard labor? They considered them insane. In 1962, Illinois became the first state to legalize it. And that wasn't that long ago. We've came a long way. But look, we're not saying, we as Christians, let me make this clear, we should not be advocating the killing of sodomites or violence towards sodomites. Look, the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Look, I'm not interested in fighting a physical battle. We've got to fight the spiritual battle. Our focus is on preaching the gospel and getting people saved. We don't need to go fight these people or put these people to death. Here's what I'm saying. We shouldn't be advocating what happened today, but we shouldn't be sad about it either. Amen. We shouldn't be saying like, yeah, you know, let's go get some guns and do this. But we shouldn't be all, you know, just tripping all over ourselves to say, well, this is terrible. We need to do something. No, we don't need to do anything. As far as I'm concerned, Orlando's just a little safer tonight. Number three, as Christians, though our society and culture accept sodomy, we should not welcome them into our churches and lives. Are you there in 2 Kings chapter 23? There's a couple examples I can give, but I'm just going to give you one. Some of you need to decide, you know, do I believe the Word of God? What do you do with these verses? 2 Kings 23. Here's what's happening in 2 Kings 23. You've got Christians standing up. Not only are they allowed to be around the house of God, let's bring them into the house of God. Today you got Christians saying, you know, sodomites are welcome in, pedophiles are... I mean, I know Baptist churches in Sacramento that are harboring pedophiles right now and just lying to their people and just not, you know, it's like one deacon and one pastor knows about it. And look, churches that are doing that are putting those children in danger.
Right,
and at Verity Baptist Church, we don't allow no pedophile, no sodomite. None of them are welcome here. We don't want them around us. We don't want them around our kids. You say, don't you think this is going to, you know, affect your church growth? I care more about our children than trying to get a crowd here. I care more about protecting young people that need protecting. And by the way, that's why we don't separate them from their parents. Amen. That's why we keep them with their mom and dad all the time. Amen. The Bible says that he break down the houses of the sodomites that just because they were by the house of God.
So that was Sacramento Pastor Roger Jimenez of the Verity Baptist Church. Some pretty controversial stuff, and in my opinion, some pretty ignorant stuff. There's a lot there that I take offense to. which I'm going to talk a little bit about, a little bit more about next week because of time constraints. But I want to sum this up in how he feels and how I feel about it, because I am going to say this now. I am a Christian, but I am also someone who is LGBT. And as someone who is LGBT and Christian, who believes in the Lord and Savior, that Jesus Christ does forgive sins and does love all, even LGBT persons, I am offended that the Lord my God is portrayed in such a hateful, wicked manner as to completely give up on a group of people. These are the Christians, honestly, who scare me. This is the main front of Christianity. And to have a response like this just after people have died is inconceivable to me. I don't even know how somebody such as Mr. Jimenez and his congregation could be filled with so much hate that they would not even mourn the death of actual living, breathing human beings. It doesn't matter if they're gay or straight or what have you. These were human beings with mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, family, friends. But yet, their lives don't matter. We shouldn't be sad about them because they've made life choices that do not conform to what the Verity Baptist Church believes. And this, to me, is a very sad development. And it is one that I'm going to be talking about next week. I really wanted to play that for you so that this could be heard, so that this could be reflected upon as I have done some reflecting. And next week, we are going to talk about this, and we are also going to deliver to you a very different response to the Orlando shootings. So that will be happening next week. You're listening to the Radio Kids Rant, and if you wish, you may send email to the rant at radionewsnow@ymail.com. radionewsnow@ymail.com. You can also find us online at clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. So join me again next week when we will be talking about this further as the Radio Kid Rants.